smoking free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where we give you everything that you find there on the house. Those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, we do it free. You can go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. And if you like, you can help create the content of the site. So you find something online that you think's interesting, you can share it with our listeners and the hosts by submitting it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And then others can vote as whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've suggested. You get to vote on things as well. And the most liked, making it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
All right, so we'll, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And in the news, well, today, there's this story about the bomb plot. Did you guys hear anything about these so-called anarchists?
I hear anarchists are trying to blow up bridges.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I heard the FBI foiled one of their own plots again.
You don't even really have to read the stories anymore to really take a stab at it and guess that, because that's what I heard about this as well. It seems like almost every time the federal government is touting some alleged terrorists or some wannabe terrorists, that almost every single time it's the FBI that has actually ginned up the entire thing from the get-go.
But usually they have somebody going along to some level. I mean, certainly they're...
Well, right. They get them to plant, like, a fake bomb, for instance.
Or but provide the person with the... bomb, or fake bomb.
Or the money,
right.
Or the whatever.
It's the FBI's bomb. The people tend to be on the FBI's payroll. They've been cajoled by FBI undercovers. And, I mean, you know, it's just dancing along this line of entrapment.
Right. I mean, you said that, they've got someone going along with it. And that's true. But it's only because they've persuaded them. It's only because they've talked them into it that the FBI, from the get-go, has been the instigator of these plots. And so we can talk more about that, but also, last night, didn't have a chance to mention, but we kind of teased it all night, never got to it. Brad Jardis was with us, a former law enforcement officer who ended up leaving law enforcement after he came out of the closet, not as a gay man, but as somebody who believes in ending the war on drugs, so as an active duty police officer.
But he was active duty for quite some time while being against the war on drugs.
He was for a few years, like maybe 3 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that they didn't target him, and they did. They did come after him, and they eventually came after his job. He ended up keeping his job due to a huge outpouring of support from the activist community up here that came out to his hearing that they had, I guess, in front of the selectmen to determine whether or not he could keep his job. And it was just an interesting story, a Brad story, but obviously he has a good perspective on the insanity of the war on drugs and was going to share with us some news about those crazy Secret Service agents. I mean, we had talked last week about the Secret Service and how it had been outed by the fact that they had not paid, some of their agents had not paid a hooker that they'd hired down in Colombia.
Allegedly.
Well, right. She says that they owed her X and...
$45 or something?
No, it was 800, I think, something. It was
800. They wanted to pay 30, I believe.
It was
settled for like 47.
Yeah, so they stiff the lady, and she went public with the information, basically, and now...
$800 seems like a lot of money for a hooker in, you know...
It was an all-night thing.
Any place.
It was an all-night thing, and, you know, you're not talking about some street whore. You're talking about...
I don't know what I'm talking
you're
about.
You're talking about a...
High-priced call girls are not cheap.
Right.
They say there's no such thing as $1,000 hookers, only $1,000 Johns. What are you guys?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
That means that you'd be willing to pay $1,000 for a hooker, apparently.
Me? No.
if you think that this is an acceptable rate.
Sex is not that important to me. But there are people who think that's accessible, and there are very high-end Johns who come into cities like, you know, Vegas, for instance, and other places where... These are, you know, these girls, they make a mint off of these guys. I mean, they're the best-looking girls in the business,
sure.
And they, you know, they're staying all night long, so it's not like a, you know, quick hour in the, what do you call them, hotel, motel? It's not like one of those kind of arrangements, which is going to only run you, you know, less than $100 or whatever, but... these, you know, it's not uncommon for girls to be more than $1,000.
Basically, you're paying a woman to party with you.
I'm not paying her anything. What's that?
If you're getting one of these high... price prostitute. You're paying the woman to party with you all night long.
Okay.
And $800 is not unreasonable from what I've heard on some of the high price prostitutes.
Certainly somebody will charge you whatever you're willing to pay in this particular arena.
Cocaine and several bottles of whiskey apparently fueled the elite agent's boneheaded fling with about 20 hookers at the posh hotel in Cartagena, Colombia, according to a hotel staffer. This is according to the New York Post. The employee responded to the trashed room with police and other hotel workers when one prostitute raised hell after a Secret Service member initially refused to pay her. When I went upstairs, I walked into a messy room.
I find this very difficult to imagine. Because
what part?
This part. That local police gave a flying flip but a rolling donut what a hooker had to say over the word of a secret U.S. Secret Service agent.
What makes you think they like the Secret Service?
What makes you think that, this country receives a huge amount of money from the United States?
Does that?
It's basically a client state. So, yeah, these police officers' jobs could very well be. Which one's more likely to get them fired? The Secret Service or the hooker?
Well, I imagine there's a number of people in the country of Colombia who don't much appreciate the
I absolutely government. Believe you that that's correct.
Yeah.
How many of them work for the government, and how many of them have the cojones, as they might say down there, in order to stand up and have their job taken
maybe
up from
maybe more than you
them.
Think, Mark. I mean, you're just completely speculating. So
I am
you
speculating.
Have no idea.
You're just completely believing some story you're reading on the internet.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much been vetted at this point, I would expect.
I just
don't
know
what
led to what.
These guys were doing this? I mean, you believe that these guys were doing what they are alleged to have been doing, right?
I don't know. I mean, I suspect that Secret Service agents have probably been, and all kinds of people, men on vacation, have been sleeping with hookers when they leave the country all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The story.
I mean, to set this one up would be a pretty elaborate scam, right? Like for whoever it would be that would have been faking this, it would be pretty elaborate, right?
I don't
know. So you'd have to get all the hotel staff in on it, and you'd have to get all these hookers in on it. No, this really happened. I mean, they really did walk into a hotel room, trashed.
After the Trayvon Martin case, I'm not really convinced that the media in the United States does a lot of vetting with the stories that it writes. It seems to me that it just rewrites stories it reads.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark. If you want to believe that the Secret Service are a bunch of golden boys, then you can live in whatever fantasy
golden
world
boys? What are you
that
about?
You want to. Well, I mean, it sounds like you're questioning whether or not the Secret Service were actually hiring hookers, and you've got...
I don't think he was questioning whether they hired the hooker. He's questioning whether or not this story actually happened the way the media says that it happened.
So you don't question whether they were actually in the hotel room doing blow and drinking whiskey and trashing the hotel room?
I couldn't tell you whether they were doing blow, drinking whiskey, mm-hmm. or trashing the hotel room.
Seems plausible to me.
I don't doubt for a
second.
These are
men who have power. They are men who are influential. They are well paid. They believe they can get away with these things. Plus, you've got former members of the White House press crew or whatever saying they've traveled with these guys in the past. And years ago in the past, and this has been a tradition among Secret Service members, this, what you do outside the country, you don't tell anybody.
Then it sounds like an easy way to get some agent or agents that you want to get for whatever reason you want to get them.
Good. They should, that's true. So, back to the story here. He says, when I went upstairs, the room was messy and littered with two whiskey bottles and a line of white powder. I believe to be cocaine was on top of a round glass table in the room. This is according to the hotel staffer. He painted a picture of morning after mayhem in the lobby just 2 days before President Obama landed in the country for an international summit. The prostitute was screaming in the lobby that he didn't pay her, the early morning shift worker recalled. She looked like she had a few drinks in her, and she just wanted what was promised to her. She was very upset. The agent was supposed to pay her a bar fine on top of the pay rate for her sexual services, but he didn't. He said, referring to the local practice of paying a fee to the Red Light District hotspot play club to take one of its dancers out on a date, and then another fee directly to the woman.
Wow.
So they picked them up at a strip club. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI.
Now it makes more sense that they cost so much.
More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves and share what you think. This is Free Talk Live.
For free!
JaxDice.com.
Where if you can buy, sell, or make a deal?
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob!
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is for everyone.
age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society, the wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are awaiting you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on becoming part of the Shrine. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
For those who are going to listen to the podcast this evening, you can get it at freetalklive.com. It'll be up there at about 11:30 p.m. Eastern. I did an interview with Patry Friedman, founder of the Seasteading Institute, about the conference that they're having. At this conference that's going on from May the 31st to June the 2nd, so about a month from now, you can meet fellow entrepreneurs, investors, engineers, ocean law experts, maritime professionals, and other forward-thinking individuals, and discover where you fit into the for-profit seasteading sector. The seasteading conference is going on from May the 31st to June the 2nd, as I said, at La Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. There are special rates for students and the press. You can get a discount with promo code FTL when you register at seasteading.freetalklive.com. It's promo code FTL at seasteading.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're continuing here with the news about the Secret Service, just kind of an update on the story. At least I didn't hear about this initially. Maybe it wasn't the initial reports, but I didn't hear about the cocaine thing until just a few days ago.
Nor did I.
Yeah.
I knew that the CIA regularly ran cocaine for the federal government, you know, bring it in for the cartels, but had no clue that the Secret Service was actually using.
Well, they are in Colombia. It's probably not too hard to get your hands on down there, especially if you're dealing with strippers.
I don't want to
put all strippers in the same category. That would not be fair. I know that there are some strippers out there that don't use cocaine, other hard drugs. But, you know, there's kind of a bit of a stereotype. And maybe that stereotype exists for a reason when it comes to strippers and the use of cocaine. Am I out on a limb on this one?
I have the same prejudice that you have regarding strippers and cocaine.
I remember there was a girl I knew that worked at a strip club in Sarasota that will remain nameless, both girl and club. But the word that I had heard was that the club owner was paying his girls in heroin. I don't know if it's true, but, you know, it's just what I heard from the girl that worked there.
So did that break down to where it was at least above minimum wage?
Yeah, I would imagine you're doing all right. I mean,
he's probably getting it wholesale, so why not?
Right. And, of course, there is also allegations about one of the reasons why strip clubs have so much cocaine in them is because the people running them are actually drug dealers, and the strip club is a nice cash business that they can use to launder money with. You know, just a suggestion. So here you've got Secret Service agents who are busted in the hotel room because they allegedly would not pay one of these girls what she was asking for her services, what had allegedly been agreed upon prior to the services being rendered.
Dania Suarez.
Is her name?
Dania Suarez.
And you said she's a foxy lady, huh?
A very attractive woman. Who?
That's why she's $800.
Apparently is working out a deal with either Playboy or Hustler now.
Oh,
I bet
good
she
for
is.
Her.
Yeah.
She should. So.
Well, I would say that probably, to me, what the cost aspect of this probably is that she's a stripper too, and so the club is then losing revenue by letting her go home with whomever she went home with, and so that's part of the sort of built-in cost.
I'm not so sure she's necessarily a stripper. The way I understand, this area of Cartagena is the red light district,
okay,
and it's known for sex tourism.
Okay,
and there are brothels up and down, and basically you go in and
they pick up a girl. They pick them up at a strip club.
Right. But the strip club could be a front for a brothel,
sure,
is what I'm saying.
Sure. Well, do you need to have a front for a brothel if you're in Cartagena? I mean, it's legal there, right? Well, prostitution's legal in Colombia. And, Mark, I don't know if it was you or Brad, but somebody had told me that apparently there's another story about Secret Service agents picking up hookers in Costa Rica where prostitution is also legal.
And, you know, people are going to avail themselves of whatever services that they can get abroad that they can't get at home. And that's just the way folks are. I mean, tourists are drawn to the things that are unusual and unique about a particular area. And if, you know, where they're from, prostitution and drugs are illegal, and where they're going, prostitution is legal and drugs are relatively easy to find and not enforced, then that's what they're going to do.
Because it's taboo, and everybody wants to do the thing that's taboo.
And not all of them are going to do it, certainly, but,
right,
you know, hey, it's, I find it unsurprising.
Well, Mark, you bring up you brought up earlier that it's hard to trust the media when there's so much poor reporting out there. And I agree with you. The media does do a generally poor job of reporting, but they do love a good scandal. And
I find something fishy about the whole story. I'm not going to say that
really?
I know what it went on or anything like that, but I just find it really strange that police officers in a foreign country, especially basically a client state of the United States.
You sound like a conspiracy theory host or something.
I'm just saying,
like
I find it very strange.
I find it very strange.
Okay.
Anyway.
Are you saying that you believe the conspiracy theory, I guess is the best term to use, that the whole thing was a blown assassination plot?
I don't know.
Have you heard that theory?
I haven't heard this one yet.
And I don't know what happened. I'm not going to claim to know anything. I'm just going to say, wow, it really, really surprises me that local police in Cartagena are going to believe a hooker over a bunch of Secret Service agents.
The hooker's got street cred.
Okay.
Who are these gringos? I mean, why would you believe them?
Okay. Do you think that's how it would go here?
Here, this is different.
I'm asking you this. If the highest level of law enforcement from some other country came in a legal and a planned capacity to the United States.
The Mexican federales come here.
Yep. And they're
on official business.
I know that the U.S. Cops.
No, and they're in Nevada, and they go to the Bunny Ranch, and they don't want to pay Air Force Amy the fee that they agreed to.
Tell me about Air Force Amy.
I know that the police in this country tend to be at odds with one another, so why wouldn't they be at odds with police from other countries?
Police in this country tend to, they've got their internal disputes, but they tend to honor police over hookers.
They stick together. The thin blue line, Ian, you should know all about
it.
You don't know what kind of relationship they have with the hookers.
I don't know anything. Why don't you just say, it's strange to me, too.
No, it's not strange at all. I don't see it strange. These guys got busted. They're not real cops anyway. They're just a bunch of interlopers and gringos down in a country where they don't belong, in a place where the U.S. government is flying in helicopters and poisoning people in the farmlands of Colombia and killing people. These guys are probably not loved at all. In my opinion.
Let me ask this question. Would there still be a scandal if there was a dead hooker in the hotel room?
I would hope so.
Jeez. It's like he doesn't even live in the real world.
Why wouldn't there be a scandal?
No one cares about hookers.
It's easier to cover up.
How do you know no one cares about hookers, Mark?
Because dead hookers can't tell anything.
These girls are very attractive hookers,
indeed,
apparently. And so they probably have a client list that's very exclusive. And I imagine a lot of people care about them. 855. They're not just your common street crack whore.
I just find it very strange.
1-855-453. Your thoughts are welcome.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the site. So enjoy those. They're on the house, including archives, which go way back, all the way back to late 2006. And you can download as many as your little heart desires, all for free, over at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to pick up some precious metals, a good place to do that is gold.freetalklive.com. There, the prices are stated right there. You can do some whatever comparison shopping you need to do. Some of the best rates you're going to find on the internet at gold.freetalklive.com. And when you buy gold or silver from gold.freetalklive.com, you help with Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, to the phones and your thoughts. We've been talking about the prostitution secret service situation, which apparently also is now alleged to involve cocaine and a trashed hotel room. We continue with Samantha listening in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Samantha.
Yes, so I'm not exactly sure like how much I'd be able to, I guess, contribute or whatnot, but a while back, around May 1st, so April 5th, there was a screening around my neighborhood in, I guess, I don't know if the state matters, but anyway.
There was a what around your neighborhood?
Like a video screening.
Okay.
There's this movie coming to theaters and DVD, I think May 5th, so sometime later on in May, but the movie is called Nefarious, Merchant of Souls. And so what the movie's about is prostitution around the world and how women are sold as early as 12 to 13 for as little as $2 to $3.
Well, you're not talking about prostitution. You're talking about sex slavery.
sorry, yes. It's considered along the same line in that while some do it for fun and whatnot, others...
It's not likely you've got very many 12-year-old girls doing prostitution for fun. They're being sold into
it. True.
They are sex slaves.
Human trafficking is what that's
referred to. Usually that's, those are runaway teenagers who, unfortunately, and kind of we touched on this last night on the program.
Some countries they're just kidnapped and stolen.
There's that, but usually it's runaway girls that end up, they don't have anywhere to go, they don't know what to do, they certainly can't get a job at that age, so they end up going into prostitution. That's a whole world away from a 24-year-old lady deciding on her own to become a stripper and then, you know, be a prostitute on the side.
Yeah, and there's this sort of thought process out there in the world, and I don't know who propagates it or whatever, but basically that no woman in her right mind would ever do prostitution. And I've got to say that that's just a bunch of hooey. I mean,
but,
you know...
But in the same aspect, isn't it, like, wouldn't you consider it prostitution in that... I mean, sure, it's... In some cases, it would be human trafficking, but in other cases, when they're like willingly paying, you know, however much, here, I'll give you this if you let me do this or something. I mean, wouldn't you consider it along the same lines, human trafficking and prostitution? Or not?
Would I consider prostitution along the same lines as human trafficking? No. And the reason is consent.
Right. I meant in some cases. I mean, not all, but in some.
Some cars are stolen and then resold. Some cars are just sold. I think that it comes down to that issue of consent.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not trying to argue anything. I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying that often, and I haven't seen this nefarious Merchant of Souls documentary on the global sex trade, the first of three hard-hitting feature-length documentaries that expose the disturbing trends in modern sex slavery, but
it sounds horrifying.
It has that feel of one of these things that is preaching to the people of the world and saying that no person would ever intentionally enter into prostitution, and that they wouldn't do that to themselves, that it's demeaning, and, you know, whatever. And
I mean, you don't know. You're speculating, right?
I'm just saying it has that sound.
Sounds to me like the movie is focusing on sex slavery, which has nothing at all to do with prostitution.
Very well.
Hey, Samantha, thanks for the call tonight. I hope you enjoyed the film. 855-450-FREE. It sounds absolutely horrifying, this particular film, because sex slavery is probably one of the most horrifying things that can happen to somebody.
Sure.
So, we continue here, and you can also bring up what you want. I guess the website for that movie is nefariousdocumentary.com.
Yeah, that's right.
As we go to Eric, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call, and I love your show.
Thanks, Eric. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I want to ask your guys' opinion about a recent news story. I just uploaded a video on the subject on Free Talk Live about an hour ago from revolutionnews.us. And it's about the fact that the Obama administration just yesterday finally admitted that the U.S. military is attacking several countries with drones.
Really?
And now they say that the drone killings are legally justified because sources in those countries are threatening the U.S. So I have a question for you.
They've upgraded the attacks on Yemen, and I believe they're being used in the Philippines, too.
And Pakistan.
So I have a question for you. What do you think? Since President Obama, Senators McCain, Lieberman, others like Sarah Palin and other politicians are on record threatening other countries all the time, then does that give those countries the right to legally attack the U.S.?
Well, I don't know about legally, but...
We can legally attack them because they're threatening us, so...
Well, I'm not attacking anyone.
I think you get into the murky... I'm saying us, U.S.
Okay.
Right. Well, I think we get into a very murky area when you start using this term legally, because, you know, when the attorneys general of the United States have figured out ways that the United States can legally torture in ways that they would have considered illegal in the 1940s when Japan did it, I just don't care what these big fat liars write down on pieces of paper and call legal anymore. I prefer to use terms like moral, and I would say that if somebody's going around threatening that, you know, and you believe that that person's going to follow through with that threat, then you have the right to defend yourself from that person that's threatening you.
Yeah, but that's on an individual basis.
So if myself threaten a diplomat, of another country, then that country has the right to use drones to bomb my neighborhood in the U.S. You know?
Well, I don't think anybody has a right except for individuals. I think that only individuals have rights and countries are just imaginary.
I know.
And everything that Hitler did was legal in Germany.
Yeah.
Everything. Right. Gassing the Jews was legal in Germany. So when you start throwing out the whole, you know, this is legal and is that legal? Legal.
Well, like Hitler,
it's,
he put it on the books. And we don't put it on the books. At least Hitler put it on the books.
Well, I don't know that they did or not. I mean, again, I don't know, I don't consider myself part of the U.S. federal government, so I haven't put anything on any books. But they usually do whatever they want, and then after the fact, they put it on the books. I mean, look at the NDAA. That's an after the fact.
Yeah, they get their lawyers to say it was legal, and then go through the whole.
Well, it's judicial gymnastics, basically.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I just want to prove a point that if we say that we can legally attack them, then they can legally attack us, right? It's a joke. It's just a joke.
I suppose if you want to buy into the whole status paradigm that they and we actually exist and that we're somehow more than just individuals.
You know, attacks, the United States military's attacks, whether it's manned or unmanned, around the globe, put U.S. citizens in danger. And, legal, illegal, these things are meaningless to me, but they certainly, if your mom or dad gets killed in some kind of, or your sister or your beloved family member gets killed in one of these, drone attacks, it's pretty likely that you might be pretty upset and might want to do violence against the place that did it.
Eric, there's no doubt that...
What did you say?
Oh, go ahead.
It's on record that there was a memo from the Pentagon from a general saying that we're going after five countries in 7 years, something like that, And it's on record. So, these other countries are going to say, Obama just came out yesterday saying that we can legally justify to attack them. So now we're threatening them. So they're going to legally attack us. It's ridiculous.
Violence does beget violence. Eric, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Although, as I pointed out, and I will continue to point out, I'm not part of their thing. I'm peaceful. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plantskid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plantskid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at plantskid.com. That's plantskyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plantskid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features that you'll find there we give to you. So once again, head on over to freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can handle accounts receivable for your company. If you got into business to do whatever the business was that you want to do and it wasn't accounts receivable, sending bills and collecting on those bills and all that other unpleasant stuff, SACL CAI can handle it for your company. You can find out more by heading on over to their website. It's the banner for which is at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI. It's run by a fine man named Jason Osborne, who's also the guy who's putting together Porkfest. SACL CAI.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. It's Ian with you.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And Daryl is joining us courtesy of his website, which is the Free Patriot Press.
Yes.
And it is at free-patriot-press?
Free-patriot-press.com.
Damn it, I need to get that right. Free-patriot-press.com. You are a publisher of something called a book?
There are many books published by Free Patriot Press.
You do a good job with it. You actually sent me some of them in jail, and it was very very good reading. I enjoyed it. And they're unique titles that you really can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, and over the summer, I intend to put back into print two very good books, one being by Lysander Spooner, No Treason.
Classic.
I'll be republishing the longest of the No Treason essays.
So is this out of print entirely right now?
There might be some place that you could find it, but I want to make sure that it's available for print.
Neat.
And I'll also be publishing some Emma Goldman essays.
I wish whenever you said that you were in jail, you'd say, for civil disobedience.
Oh. Should I? Does it make me sound like a bad man if I don't say that?
It sounds like you don't pay your bills or something.
You know, more and more people are being put in jail these
or
days.
Or that you're not paying your Colombian prostitutes $800 you agreed to.
I know better than dealing in black market activities than to stiff somebody in the black market. Now, I guess in Colombia, it's not the black market because it's legal to hire prostitutes down there. But from the perspective of people in the U.S., it's still considered, you know, naughty behavior. And
apparently.
It would, their lives would probably be better if she hadn't have spilled the beans about this. So therefore, if you're going to engage in that sort of thing, you better keep your people happy. You better go ahead and pay them what they're wanting. Even if they raise their rates, you're probably better off paying them. You know, I gave an example of when
this was years ago when we first made the move up here to New Hampshire. When I moved into my house that I'd purchased, I'd given the guys that were living there, these essentially teenagers, old teenagers that were going to college in town, kind of spoiled by mommy and daddy's money. They were living here, and they trashed the house. And
it was trash.
We showed up after driving 26 hours straight, hoping to blow up an air mattress and throw it down on the floor and go to sleep. No, there was no room on the floor for an air mattress. It was just trash.
Garbage everywhere.
We spent 2 hours just cleaning enough space out to go to sleep, basically. But one of the things we found there while we were cleaning out was evidence of at least two grow rooms on the premises.
That's correct.
Two marijuana grow rooms. And had I not been such a, you know, open-minded kind of guy, if I were, say, oh, I don't know, a statist thug or some sort of anti-drug nutcase, I'd have called the police on these kids and then, you know, let the police know what they'd been up to.
Of course. I'd like to point out that if you had done so, the police would then be under the seizure laws that are out there. They could very well have taken your house.
You know, they could have taken, if that's true, Mark, then they could have done the same thing when they raided my tenants a couple of years ago and actually did find a grow operation.
You just never know what they're going to do. That doesn't, just because they didn't doesn't mean they couldn't.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, they didn't, and it was, you know, they knew who I was when my tenants were raided. They didn't know who I was when I'd first come into town.
Sure.
So anyway, my point being that had these guys been smart, they would have done as they were asked 90 days in advance and found a new place to move and, you know, made sure to pay all their debts, but they didn't, and they only just lucked out that I was, you know, cool enough to keep my mouth shut about what I found there. So, yeah, when you're going and engaging in activities like this, you know, pay your people what you tell them you're going to pay them.
And that's good advice.
They'll keep it quiet for you. Let's go to Craig listening in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello there, gentlemen. How you
doing? Craig, sorry, I got to turn you up here. Go ahead.
How you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Craig?
On my mind tonight is life insurance, specifically a life insurance that's paid in through a fund for...
Oh, you got to watch your chin there or whatever. You keep hitting phone buttons. We can't let that go on, so keep going.
Okay, like but the insurance that would be paid in for teachers, I guess it's a life insurance. When a teacher passes away, they name a beneficiary, and the beneficiary receives the funds after mm-hmm. they pass away.
Okay.
Okay. I have a problem, and I think we all have a problem in this country in this with this. I had to go to a different state today to cash a check written on a large insurance company because the local banks wouldn't cash the check. And the check was made payable to me because my mom passed away and left me as her beneficiary.
Okay. So why is the bank – sorry, is it your bank that you went to?
Yes.
So you're saying your bank
wouldn't
cash a check, and did you have the money? So I guess normally when you walk into a bank and the check is a large amount, is this a large check?
It wasn't large. It wasn't a substantial check. It was the check was for a moderate amount. It wasn't,
what's that mean?
It wasn't a large
amount. Give me a number.
Was it more than you had in your bank account?
It was more than was in the bank account, but
that's why they didn't cash your check.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
Because if you have a company such as a large life insurance company that's worth billions of dollars, and they write checks to beneficiaries because someone passes away a life insurance policy, then somebody should cash that check.
Well, but only
here's what I want to make sure that we're clear on. Were you trying to deposit the check, or were you trying to cash the check?
I was trying to cash the check.
Okay. So
is this your first time trying to cash a large check on a bank?
No, sir. That was my bank that I do business with. I've deposited up to...
The insurance company, though, they don't have an account at the same bank, right?
No, they didn't.
Okay. Usually a bank's not going to do anything but maybe give you a little bit of money as a bonus on, or I don't know what the right term is, but they're going to front you a little bit on a check, and then they're going to wait for that thing to clear, and then they're going to let you get the money.
Right.
Isn't the bank upon which that check is drawn.
Right. If you walk into the bank that check came from, then they can pull up the account instantly. They can verify the funds are there, and if you've got an account at that same bank, you can get the cash that same day. But if it's bank to bank, yeah, it's going to take 3 to 5 days.
I deposited over $40,000 in that bank prior to that.
How much was this check for?
This check was for $15,000.
But you said you didn't have that much money in the account.
Oh, I didn't have that much money in the account at the time, but I had deposited that much money.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm surprised I had to explain to somebody how check cashing works when you've ostensibly done this before.
Yeah, but that's not the problem. The problem is if an insurance company is worth millions of dollars.
But the bank doesn't know that.
Yeah, they don't know if it's a forged check or what it is.
Right. You could be walking in there with some nonsensical thing you printed out on your computer printer and trying to engage in fraud at this bank, and that's why you have to wait till it clears.
All they have to do is to run the numbers.
No, it's not that easy. It's a several-day-long process. It's a very bureaucratic process. I mean, my ex-girlfriend worked at a bank, and so I'm kind of familiar with how some of this stuff works.
I'll disagree with you on that, and I can prove it. You can go to three different banks, and you'll get three different answers.
Well, each bank has different policies on how long it takes them to cash checks.
Okay, then why doesn't each bank have the same policy if they're concerned about fraud?
Same reason that
they all have different risks they're willing to take for their customers. Craig, thanks for the call. Maybe you just need to shop around and find a different bank. 855-450-FREE. Really? I mean, that guy sounded like he was middle aged. You'd think he knows how cashing a check works at this
point. One would think.
I wonder whether we were missing something out of that story, but
no.
It didn't make any sense to me.
He walked into a bank with a check that was more than what he had in his account and wanted to cash it. You gotta wait, man.
Why can't I get a Big Mac at Burger King? Is basically what his question was.
There was actually the policy.
You had it your way, right?
Sure. The policy at my ex-girlfriend's bank was that they would actually front people some cash.
Sure they would.
On their account, but it was only up to $200. 855-453. And even that was a risk because they're risking that money, but they were doing it to make their bank stand out from the other banks.
Sure.
There's more coming up here. 855-453. Plus the cost of what it might cost you to go to the Bunny Ranch coming up.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming, for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.